So let's just get into it, shall we? Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 10th of March, 2023. Iran-Saudi Arabia agree to resume relations after tensions. Iran and Saudi Arabia on Friday agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tension between the two countries, including a devastating attack on the heart of the kingdom's oil production attributed to Tehran. The deal, struck in Beijing this week amid its ceremonial National People's Congress, represents a major diplomatic victory for the Chinese as Gulf Arab states perceive the United States slowly withdrawing from the wider Middle East. It also comes as diplomats have been trying to end a years-long war in Yemen, a conflict in which both Iran and Saudi Arabia are deeply entrenched. The two countries released a joint communique on the deal with China, which apparently brokered the agreement. Chinese state media did not immediately report the agreement, which, geez, there's a lot to say about that. But, yeah, if China can bring peace to a part of the world that America has wrecked for the last 20 years, I think that's a good thing. I really do. Meanwhile, Mexico cartel turns over its own men over U.S. kidnappings. Reports from the Mexican border city of Matamoros say a splinter group of the Gulf cartel called the Scorpions Group, Scorpion Gang, okay, has apologized for kidnapping four U.S. citizens last week, killing two of them, and has turned over the men it says are responsible. On their front page, many Mexico's newspapers published a photograph that appears to show five men laying face down on the ground, their hands tied, and their T-shirts pulled up over their heads. It was apparently taken as police arrived on the scene. This is justice in the New World Order, right? Just criminal gangs dumping bodies on the street and going, yeah, those were the guilty guys. Those were the guilty ones. So you're welcome. No need to come after us. No need to problem solved. You know, don't worry. We have our own court system back here. We tried them. They're guilty. Don't listen to anything they say. So we'll just commit murder and then tie up some of our own guys or some other guys. We'll just tie up somebody and throw them on the ground in front of the police station. And that's justice. So you're done. It's just okay. That's not how it works, actually. It's not the way things are. It's not the way it works. So good try. Good try. But no, that's not how it works. Incredible. Georgian MPs withdraw bill after violent protest. The parliamentary majority in Georgia has withdrawn a controversial bill on registering foreign agents following massive protests in the capital. The capital of Georgia. However, lawmakers insist that they do not intend to drop the initiative completely. Again, folks, this is just a U.S.-backed color revolution. It just couldn't be more obvious. Literally, it's a normal country. It's not going through a ton of turmoil or anything, but it has tons of NGOs operating, tons of organizations pushing political motives. And then the government's like, hey, you know what? Maybe you should register your foreign agents. And then the next day, 100,000 people are out on the street protesting and burning things down and calling for a revolution. I wonder if that's because of all of the foreign agents that are subverting your country and fostering revolution. I wonder if that's actually a really good idea to pass that bill, actually, is probably what you should do. 75% of the parliament supported it, but now it's been withdrawn.
I think it's time.
Welcome back, folks. Continuing with our Daily Dispatch, U.S. job cuts over January and February have hit the highest number since 2009. This is the incredible economy that Joe Biden and his administration keep insisting that we're all experiencing. Pay no heed to the massive increase in prices. Pay no heed to the empty store shelves and the inability to get some basic material. Ignore all of the traditional statistics that would tell you whether or not you have a good economy. It's all an illusion. Listen to them. They're telling you the economy is amazing. Their plan is working perfectly. Everything is going great. Pay no heed to the man behind the curtain. No, the truth is, things are not looking good, folks. Layoff by U.S. companies over January and February touched the highest since 2009, with the tech sector accounting for more than a third of over 100,000 job cuts announced, a report showed on Thursday. In February alone, layoffs in the United States stood at 77,770, more than five times higher than the 15,200 45 cuts announced a year earlier, according to reports from employment firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas Inc. Of course, those last year they were being graded on a bit of a curve. After all, they purposely shut down the economy for 2 years, and then removed the chains, and then acted like all these jobs were being created. It's all illusion. It's all deception. And I really hope you're not falling for it. Finally, we have this story. Elon Musk is planning a Texas utopia, his own town. Elon Musk is planning to build his own town on part of thousands of acres of newly acquired pasture and farmland outside the Texas Capitol, according to deeds and other land records and people familiar with the project. In meetings with landowners and real estate agents, Mr. Musk and employees of his company have described his vision as sort of a Texas utopia along the Colorado River where his employees could live and work. Executives at the Boring Company, Mr. Musk's tunnel operation, have discussed and researched incorporating the town in Bastrop County, about 35 miles from Austin, which would allow Mr. Musk to set some regulations in his own municipality and expedite his plans, according to people familiar with Mr. Musk's projects. And just on a personal note, let me just say to Elon Musk, make me mayor. Make me mayor. Give me unbridled control. We will make it the greatest town Texas has ever seen. My ancestors, 8 generations ago, founded the first towns on the Colorado River. It's in my blood, Elon. Let me have it. Give me the town. Give me the town. Name it Harrisonville, and we will astonish the world. What starts in Harrisonville will soon conquer the globe. I'm not joking. Elon Musk, make me the mayor of your little town. Please. Somebody's got to be mayor, right? Why not me? Why not me? That'll be my campaign slogan. Why not me? Don't answer. Don't answer that question. There's no reason why it shouldn't be me. Elon, you let me back on Twitter. Now give me absolute control over your brand new town. I think that's only fair. To me, that sounds perfectly fair. I do want to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. As you know, we have led the way in the charge against the New World Order and their biotechnocratic enslavement that they're bringing about the whole planet. We have redefined the discussion. When you go to somewhere like TPUSA now, they talk about defeating the New World Order and the globalists and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. That's the discussion on the conservative side of things, especially the younger side. That's because of InfoWars, and that's because of you going to InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy for you to do because we give you fantastic products such as the prebiotic fiber. It's our most advanced formula yet, 40% off organic acacia fiber, organic flaxseed, organic blueberry fruit fiber, organic cranberry fruit fiber. I mean, this is getting all of the good stuff in one delicious powder that you can add to water or your smoothie and get all the fiber you need. It's InfoWars prebiotic fiber on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com.